Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm looking at the switchboard, and it says that I am live, but not streaming. Amen. So I'm going to call back in to see what's going on here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it looks again like we were having technical difficulties this morning, but we are here now, and we are live, and we are streaming. Earlier it said that I was live, but not streaming, but praise God, from whom all blessings flow, because now we are streaming. Amen. I'm just going to play a little bit of music, and then we will move right into today's program. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Amen. As we call upon the name of Jesus today. Amen. Hallelujah.
So glad you died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood for me. Sweet Jesus,
precious name of
Jesus.
How he loved me in spite of me.
Jesus.
The name, Jesus.
Jesus.
It's so sweet, I know. Oh, I love the name.
Jesus.
What you did for me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Ah, hallelujah, there's nothing like the name of Jesus. Father, we praise your holy name, Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised, God, there's none like you, and we magnify your name today, God. Hallelujah, we glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you made for us on the cross, God, at Calvary. Lord, we praise you, and we know you didn't have to do it, God, but you sacrificed and laid down your life, Lord, so that we could live, God, and I thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, we praise you, God, we worship you, Lord, we magnify your name, oh, God, we just want to worship you today, God, because you are worthy, God, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, worthy of the praise, God, oh, God, we come seeking your face this morning, God, oh, we pray, Lord, and ask, Father God, oh, Lord, that you, Father God, lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, in the way that we should go, God, forgive us, God, of our trespasses, Lord, and help us, Lord, to forgive those who have sinned sinned against us, Lord. Oh, God, creating us a pure heart, God, with which to worship you, Lord. Let us worship you in spirit and in truth, God. Hallelujah. We love you today, God. Oh, we worship you today. We magnify your name. You're worthy. You are so worthy to be praised. And we thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for the gift of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood. Oh, we thank you for the power. Oh, the power in your word, the power in the blood. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that we are new creations in Christ, new creatures in Christ, that all old things have passed away. We don't have to be held in hostage to our past. We don't have to worry about the filthy, wretched stuff that we used to do and the people that we used to be. We thank you, Lord, that you cleaned us and washed us and redeemed us, Lord, and made us brand new. And for that, we are ever so grateful. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God, because this is the day that you have made. And, Lord, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, God, regardless of the circumstances and what's going on around us. We are rejoicing today, God, because you, Lord, sent your son to Golgotha to shed his blood for us. And, Lord, we thank you that Jesus died so that we could live. And, Lord, we thank you that he got up with all power in his hand, resurrection power, Lord, and that same power abides in the hearts and lives of your people. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, and we ask that you have your way during this next 50 minutes here, Lord, as we are here gathered together in your name. You said, well, two or more gather in your name, that you should be in our presence, Lord. So we thank you that even though we do it in the name of radio, God, that we're doing it in the name of Jesus. So we love you and we bless you, and we say, save souls, change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. And I heard somebody say all the time, and all the time, God is good. Welcome to Power in the Word. Hallelujah. My God, God is good. I feel the presence of the Lord here today. I feel the presence of the Lord here today in the name of Jesus. And he wants to encourage the hearts of his people. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord, the word of the Lord is, do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. You shall reap the reward if you faint not. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't look back. Don't give in. Don't back down. But continue to press, as Paul says. Continue to press forward for the prize. For the harvest is plentiful, says the Lord. Oh, yes, but the laborers are few. For those of you who are laboring in the harvest, God says, well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And I have been able to trust you with little, but I am getting ready to bless you and put you over much, says the Lord. Amen. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Continue to submit to the Lord and humble your heart unto him, because he is getting ready to lift you up. Amen. God is getting ready to exalt you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is the word of the Lord for whoever it is out there, whoever it is for. Grab a hold of that word. Amen. Write it down. Pray over it and run with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is moving in this place today already. Amen. Just because the name of Jesus has bathed this place today. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're just so blessed to be called children of God today. Hallelujah. You know, I just sense it in my heart. Amen. That God's doing a new thing in the lives of his people. Amen. He says, I do. Behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? Amen. And God is saying that he's doing a new thing. God's pouring out a fresh anointing in the lives of his people. Amen. And he wants us to drink deeply. He wants us to drink deeply. Amen. Continue to drink deeply of his word, because we're going to need to drink deeply for the deep waters. God says, I'm taking you into deep waters, you know, and I'm enabling you to walk in deep waters. Just as my son Jesus walked in deep waters. But I need you to drink deeply of my word to enable you to continue to stay steadfast on the path, where you won't look to the right and you won't look to the left, but you will keep your eyes stayed on Jesus and keep yourself focused on the mission, amen, which God has set before you. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, I know that the people of God are in the place today because I tell you the Lord is speaking today. Amen. Hallelujah. And he only does that when the anointing is high. When the anointed come together, that's when the Lord speaks. And I just thank God for the people of God who are gathered today. Amen. I see everybody in the chat room. Evangelist Yvonne Reese Chong. We have Latara. I didn't recognize that was her. I should have known. Naturally Vegan Mom, Latara Ham Ying, is in the chat room. We have Evangelist Luciano, J. Luciano, with us today. And Kiki, God bless you, Kiki. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while, and it's good to see you out there. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's a fresh wind, and the Lord has spoken. And grab your word. We tell people, take your altar calls and receive your prophecies. Amen. And grab a hold of what's for you, because what God has for you is for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Kiki is praising the Lord. Amen. She's saying, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And Kiki, I'm right there with you. I love Jesus. And Evangelist Luciano says, amen. Amen. And that's where God is doing something new. We're talking today about religion versus relationship. And I sense that we have some people here gathered who are streaming and who are in the chat room who are tired of religion, tired of tradition, and really, really in relationship with God, about being in a personal relationship with God. There's a scripture in the Bible, and I'm going to go to that scripture. It's in the book of John. Hallelujah, chapter 4, and today I have my NIV with me. I normally come from the NIV or the King James, but today I have the NIV with me, and I want to just read a little bit from the book of John, chapter 4. Hallelujah, and we know that John, chapter 4, is an account of the woman at the well. John chapter 4, starting with verse 1, where Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman. And I'll just read some of the scripture. John chapter 4, and we're starting with verse 1. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground where Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from his journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." And Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't go thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews, say the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus declared, believe me, woman, the time is coming. The time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's the reading of the Lord's word according to the Gospel of John. Amen. And God is looking for some people who are willing to put aside tradition, to lay aside religion, and worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, I talked about this lady at the well, this woman at the well, because she was an outsider. She was an outcast. She was a Samaritan, and the Jews, the religious folk, considered her to be unclean because the Samaritans had intermarried with the Gentiles, and they were considered to be unclean in the eyes of the Jews. So they had nothing to do with them. So when this Jesus came to speak to her, now Jesus could have gone the other way because it was traditional for the Jews to go over by the side around Samaria, and cross the Jordan. But Jesus said he must go through Samaria. And I say that Jesus really had a divine appointment with this woman. And like so many of us, when Jesus met us, you have to know that it was not by chance. But God specifically had a divine appointment with you, amen, where it was time for him to really call you up out of even your low standing in life and out of what people were saying about you, what people thought about you, and even what you thought about yourself, and bring you up out of the low standing and put you in a high position in Christ. So I believe that God had a divine appointment with each and every one of us, just like he had a divine appointment with this woman at the well. And another thing, right after he met her, he asked her something simple. He said, give me something to drink. He said, woman, give me a drink. Now, you have to remember that this woman came to the well to draw water. So she had everything that she needed to fulfill the request that Jesus had asked of her. And this woman said, why are you even talking to me? So she evaded the question. She evaded the issue. And a lot of us, don't we do that when God asks us to do something that's within our capability to do? We evade the question. God may say something like, give up drinking, or give up smoking, or stop overeating, or stop fornicating. God may give us a directive that's within our capability to do, but we evade the issue and we change the subject, like this woman did at the well. She had the bucket, she had the ladle, she was able to give Jesus a drink of water. So Jesus is giving you in your life today, God is giving you divine directives, and I just want to implore you today to follow the directive that God is giving you for your life today. God may be telling you to start a ministry. He may be telling you to write a book. God may be telling you to cut a CD. He may be telling you to go and do street evangelism. God may be telling you to change your friends or to change your address. He may be telling you to change your habits. But whatever it is that God is asking you to to do, you already have the ability to do what God is asking you to do. So as the prophet of God today, I'm going to say to you, just do what God is telling you to do. Amen? Amen, and praise God. And then Jesus began to deal with the woman. He said, go and get your husband. And this woman had five husbands. And like me, before I was saved, and if I were to think about trying to get a man, this woman had no problem getting a man because she had five husbands, and the one that she had was not even her man. It was some dude that she was shacking up with, or maybe somebody else's husband. But Jesus, she told God the truth. She told Jesus the truth. She said, I don't have a husband. But Jesus didn't call her out on her immorality. He didn't call her out on her sin. He never said, woman, you're a harlot, or woman, you're a hoochie mama. You know, he never said, woman, you're a loose woman, and you just need to change the way that you're living. What Jesus did, though, is told her what he could do for her. And he said, I will give you water that you will never thirst again. What he was saying to the woman is that I can fulfill every need that you have, that you will never need to even draw water here. It's not about physical water. It's about the spiritual fulfillment that I want to give you. He said, you want the hunger that you have. You have a thirst for love. Because obviously this woman was having a lot of bad relationships, which means that she was picking all of the wrong men. So Jesus was saying, you have a thirst for love. Maybe it's daddy love, because so many of us miss the love of our fathers. But whatever it was, there was a thirst in her heart that only God, that only Jesus could fill. And he pulled the coat on that. He said, I can fill up that thirst on the inside of you, that void on the inside of you, if you let me. And the woman said, but it was getting too personal. And the woman began to talk about religion, and that's what brings us to our topic today. She was like, well, we worship on this mountain, but you Jews say that we should worship on that mountain. And Jesus said, you know what? You know, and this is what I have to say before I talk about what Jesus said. As soon as we get out of tradition, as soon as we get ourselves out of that Pharisaical way of thinking, or the way that the Sadducees and the religious leaders of the old days used to think, as soon as we get out of bondage and feel ourselves getting free, here comes somebody trying to put us back in bondage again. Or we try to put ourselves back in bondage. So this is what the woman did. She went right from her personal relationship that Jesus was talking about to religion. My God. She went from that personal relationship to religion and said, you know what? You say we should worship over here, and the Jews, our fathers say we should worship over here. And Jesus said to her, and I'm going to paraphrase this, he said, none of that matters. None of it matters. None of that religious, traditional stuff really matters right now. All of that legalism, all of that stuff that's had you in bondage, because you're talking, I mean, look, think about this woman. She was talking to Jesus about worshiping God, but she was living in sin. You know, and that's what Jesus was saying. Woman, I'm not here to talk to you about your sin, and I'm not here to talk to you about tradition. I'm here to talk to you about your spiritual relationship with my Father God. And that's what we have to realize, that really the root of the issue, the root of sin and the root of tradition and religion is that we have no relationship. We have no true spiritual relationship with God. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to take us up out of our sin, up out of religion, up out of this legalism of tradition, and bring us into a spiritual, true relationship with him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we're talking about today, getting from point A to point B, getting from where we were, where we've been trained to be, and getting to total liberty in Christ. Because guess what? When God begins to fill you up, and when he begins to satisfy you on the inside, everything on the outside will line up anyway. When you realize that God loves you in spite of your wretchedness, in spite of every dirty, nasty thing that you've ever done, in spite of the mistakes that you have made, in spite of the fact that you have fallen and gotten up, And even some of you who have fallen and have not gotten up, God still loves you. And the religious folk will try to tell you that God doesn't love you because God does hate sin. But God still loves you, and the Bible tells us that he's married to the backslider. Amen. So just get that and put it in your cap and put it in your heart. Receive that in your heart and come up out of that religion, come up out of tradition. You're not under a curse. The curse has been broken by Christ on the cross. Amen. He nailed all powers of the curse to the cross. Amen. And he nailed the power of sin, Satan, sickness, and death to the cross. So you are not in bondage to any of that old stuff anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel a shout coming on. Amen. Because we have to stop this religious legalism where we're putting people in bondage. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what I came to say about that. The phone lines are open. 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. I'm giving away books today. Amen. I'm so glad to see all of you because some of you have won books, and I'm really happy to see you. And today is the big book giveaway. Amen. And the Proverbs for today is comes out of Proverbs 24. And again, I wish I had brought my other Bible into the studio with me because it reads so well in the King James Bible. But read it out of the King James. I'll be reading it from the NIV today. But Proverbs 24, let me just get to that. And I want to welcome Miss Quiet Storm to Be Enlightened. Also, I want to welcome Marcus Boston and Evangelist Luciano, J. Luciano. I want to welcome Pastor Anthony to the program, everyone who has tuned in, everyone who is streaming. Again, I welcome those who I have already welcomed earlier. I pray that you were blessed by the word because God wants you to be free. Amen. He wants us to be free. And Proverbs 24, hallelujah, it talks about the righteous man. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down by calamity." See, when you have a right heart towards God, look, you will mess up because there is no perfect person on this earth. Jesus is the only perfect man that ever walked this earth, amen. And there is no perfect person. You will mess up even when you try not to mess up. But when you mess up, you'll know you have a right heart when you feel bad because you messed up. You know, that's the difference. But if you're not feeling any conviction at all, then you are the wicked man that's going to be brought down by calamity. Amen and praise God. And the phone lines are open. I want to take a couple calls, and then I'm going to give away some books. And we're talking today about religion versus relationship. Relationship versus religion. Pastor Anthony, welcome to the program. God bless you, honey.
Hallelujah. Praise God from Zion. Yes, he's a good God. He's an awesome God.
Amen.
He's a wonder to my soul.
Amen.
And I love him on today.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen to that. So you how are you doing? You're having a great work day?
Yes. Yes, I am. Absolutely. Yes.
Amen. Do you have anything to add to what the Lord is saying today?
Actually, I just tuned in, and I know you're on the topic of you know, religion or how some people are stuck or have been misled into feeling that it's about do's and don'ts, but it's never that with God.
Yes.
I mean, we are righteous, and we try to serve him because of what he's done for us. We should live a lifestyle that is in accordance to his word because he's just been so awesome to us.
Yes.
So out of a heart of gratitude, we turn from our sinful ways and begin to repent and go in the right direction that we should have been going in the first place. So, through that grace, we just have an attitude of gratitude to just serve him and just try to live up to the purpose that he called us to. But I'm just so excited that, you know, you talked about that because some of us should be running and have our feet on solid footing. But when you toss back and forth between religious and do's and don'ts and trying to live this perfect life that we cannot live, you find yourself losing ground instead of gaining ground.
Yeah.
But when we totally trust him and humble ourselves, he's continuing to work on each and every one of us.
Yes.
You know, that person scares me, that person who has arrived, but the one who can continually humble themselves on a daily basis and say, Lord, I'm still inadequate in this area, or Lord, I still have more to learn there, or Father God, in the name of Jesus, help me with this particular issue that is still plaguing my life. When you can humble yourself and go there, he'll continue to build your strengths, but he'll also continue to allow you to pay attention to your weak areas of life.
Amen. I totally agree with that, because that was the thing that really led me towards repentance. It was God's kindness. You know, you could have hit me over the head with all of the rules and every curse in the Bible, but the thing that really, really led me to repentance was his love, his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness.
Amen.
Amen. His promise over my life, his plans. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. And King James says, plans to bring you to an expected end.
Yes.
Because God already knows the end that he's bringing us to. I heard a preacher say that God stands at the end and starts at the beginning.
Amen.
And 2B Enlightened says, last week when I said that, he said, because he's the Alpha and the Omega and everything in between. I'm sorry, Pastor, I cut you off.
No, that's exactly what it is. Is, you know, and that's why, you know, when the devil or you know, people lie to us about religion, that Pharisee, again, I call it the Pharisee spirit, and Jesus totally went against that Pharisee mindset in his day. Because they knew the word, but they misled people with the word. And they screwed up the word of God just trying to stick to religion and religious practices. Now, we don't do away with all religion and we don't do away with all the practices, because there is some good in religion and the practices thereof that have been passed down through the generations.
Yes.
But what we're talking about mainly is that mindset.
Yes.
That has us stuck and has some of us still crippled. And Paul simply says, just do what you have already attained in your knowledge. If you were to do that, God can continue to work on you and build you up to the next level where you can be prepared for that next devil.
Oh, wow. Wow. So basically what you're saying is that our accountability is to take what we've heard, take what we learned, take what we believe, and apply that to our lives.
Amen. I mean, you know, you talk to some people and you can almost hear they chest stick out a little bit, the fact that they do everything right, so to speak. And that's good. We should boast that God has turned our lives around. But we need to always give him all the credit.
Yes. Amen.
Always give him all the glory and all the honor.
Amen.
And that way, you know, when he begins to work on us, now we're ready for ministry. Now we can reach out and help somebody else and continue to still work on our soul salvation.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we do have another caller, Pastor, and 2B Enlightened put up Proverbs 4:4-6. And I'm just going to turn. Proverbs 4:4-6 says, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. Get wisdom. Get understanding, do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you to be enlightened. God bless you. Evangelist J. Luciano, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca. And
praise the Lord.
God bless both of you in the name of Jesus, and I thank God for this message, because this is and it's funny because I was sharing this with this church who I'm working with here in the Bronx. It's a small church, and just encourage them that just do what, you know, God called you to do, and
yes,
and all that, you know, fashion show, you know, all that, you know, dress to impress, you know.
Yes.
Just be yourself.
Mm.
Because the real you is in you. And I told one person, you don't want God to expose you the way you really are.
Jesus.
You know, I'd rather God just show me who He wants me to be, not what am I now in this stage, you know.
Yes.
And I thank God for your message, because again, it boils down to the reality that you know, that our relationship with God is more important than our service to the church or anybody else. Because if we could serve God, God will give us the ability to serve one another.
Yes.
You know, because, you know,
in
our nature, in our human nature, our fallen nature, our thing is selfish. It's I. But when we give our heart to Christ, it's no more I, but it's God.
Mm.
We want to do what God wants us to do. You know, as you know, because of our fallen nature, we are selfish by nature.
Yes.
You know, nobody want to admit it, but that's fact. You know, we are fallen nature, and everything's a pride, you know. But when we come to Christ, all that changes, all that religion, you know, traditional. And you mentioned the Pharisees. If you look in the Old Testament, the Pharisee was doing the things right in the presence of God. But because of money, because of position, they sold themselves to you know, the money and changed the laws of God. And created their own dogma or doctrine.
Yes.
You know? So they gave half truth. They didn't give the whole truth, but they gave half.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what they were the ones that Jesus said, that you say, Lord, you know, your heart, you say, Lord, Lord, with your mouth, but your hearts are far from me. You know, and Jesus dealt with the Pharisees because they were the ones that were putting people back in bondage. You know, they were, he said, you go to all of this trouble to get a convert, and then when you get a convert, you make them more of a hellion than they were before, because you put all of these heavy loads on their backs, and then you don't do anything to help them. You don't lift a finger to help them to carry them. So the Pharisees, they meant well. They started out well, like you were saying. So many people start out well, but then along the way, pride comes in. I believe the pride of life comes in, where they get tripped up and begin to think more of themselves than they think of God. And that's what we have to be careful of. And it becomes more of a man-made thing, or that's where religion becomes more of a man-made religion than a God-ordained relationship.
You see, I believe this, Pastor Rebecca. Religion is you reaching to God. Relationship is when God reaching to you.
Wow. Now, you said religion is when you're reaching to God.
Yes.
And relationship is when God is reaching to you.
Yes, because
by
human nature, we never say, God, where are you? You know, God said, where are you? So
yes.
What God reaching to man. Man, by nature, human nature, will not reach to God. God
Amen.
Has to do the first step by reaching.
That's right.
He said, whoever will, let him come.
That's right.
So,
and the thing about it is, now that God has initiated that relationship, then we have to nurture the relationship. And that's the only way. Jesus didn't care. Like I said, he didn't. And you said something very crucial. Jesus didn't care that this woman had 500. See, the limit was 3 for Samaritans. The limit for marriages was 3 for Samaritans. Now, she had 5. So she was in the immorality, and then she was in relationship with a man who was not her husband. And Jesus didn't say, he didn't deal with the woman, like you said, according to where he met her. He was dealing with her according to what he saw and already knew about her future. See, because this woman became an evangelist. And as you read further in the book of John, she went and told everybody that she had met with this man that she believed to be the Savior. And because of that, many came, and they came to see for themselves, and many believed and came into relationship for themselves. So we have to know that God's plan is so great over our lives. It's bigger than us going to church. It's bigger than us sitting in a pew Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. And, yes, we must do that. I say we go to church to be equipped. But we have to realize that we must be in relationship. And a lot of people are asking us, Pastor Anthony and the evangelist Luciano, maybe you can help. A lot of people are saying, well, how do I be in relationship with God?
How can you have a relationship with God?
Yeah.
In truthfulness, you know, the Bible makes it clear. The Bible says, you know, we cannot go to him until he draws us. So, again, by human nature, again, we're not looking for God. You know, I remember when I was in the world, I was not even thinking about God.
Right, exactly. But once he draws us, you know, once we're saved, and in the church, once we are repentant, we have repented of our sins. Now for once we've done that, how do we be in relationship with God?
It's spending time with him and his word. And like I said, it's not gonna be an overnight thing. Again, you know, in all relationship, it takes time. It has to be built up. You know, you don't start caring for somebody just overnight. For example, when a person know what God did for them. How he died on the cross for their sins, that the sin that is upon him was a penalty, you know, the sin is a penalty of death.
Yes.
Spiritually and physically, death. Because now does the sin separate from God, because God is our life source. So when that life source is cut, we lose oxygen. We lose basically our whole life until that starts forming or taking over our physical body to a point it will kill us, wherever sin it is. But when that source is broken, you know, then we stop assisting. But in the same effect, for us to build a relationship with God, we need to know what God has done for us.
Yeah.
So that's a process of a relationship. You need to know what God did for us. And the Bible makes it clear what he did for us. You know, the Bible said when we were yet sinless, he died for us.
Yes.
So we have to acknowledge, yes, okay, God, you know, you died for my sins. And with that, you could use that as a base to start your relationship.
My God.
And again, it's a conversation. It's almost like a boyfriend-girlfriend type of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, okay, he looks nice, she looks nice. I said, but I want to know who's our family. I want to know, you know, if that family is doing the right thing. So to do that, you have to spend time.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes is you get those puppy love, you know.
First of all, see, that's puppy love in the king.
Wow. You know? You said, no,
I'm sorry, I had to laugh at that puppy. You know, because that's a problem in the kingdom. There are a lot of people who are in puppy love, puppy love in the kingdom. They haven't really fallen in love with God, you know. We have to really fall in love with God, you know. It's just so beautiful. I mean, when you love him better and more than you ever loved anything or anybody in your life, I mean, when that love, that you just think about God and it makes your heart pound. And I know for the men, you probably can't relate, because the women, we love like this. You know, men, you guys love in a different way, but to fall in love with God, like you said, you know, it's just an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. I have to give away some books. Pastor Anthony, before I give away some books, you have anything to add?
Yeah, I totally agree with him as far as spending time with God. But it's just amazing that God gives us, you know, as some of your callers said earlier, the accountability and responsibility. The Bible says, seek him while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. And that simply means it's something we must do on our part, you know. And he related it to your natural relationships, where you see our potential wife or husband and you begin to pursue and seek and do the things necessary to build that relationship and start creating a foundation and just getting to know one another. Same thing in the spiritual. You got to seek him. You got to want him. You have to sacrifice. You have to, you know, go above and beyond sometimes. Go to church when you don't feel like it. Read your Bible sometimes when, you know, you're just dirt tired. You got to pray even when you're not in the mood to pray. There's something that you must do to build that relationship outside of just your natural course and natural way of feeling.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And that's it. All God wants us to do is to love him back. Who is that that did the song, "It's So Good Loving Somebody When Somebody Loves You Back"?
Well, that was Teddy Pendergrass. That was.
Okay.
Oh, amen. But it is so good loving somebody. And I always wanted that, you know, and God gives me that, you know. He gives me that love above and beyond. Not 50-50 love, but yeah. His love is 100% towards me, and I'm still trying to reach that 100% towards him.
Amen. And like I said, a lot of people, as you're doing this program, are trying to build a relationship with God and never been taught how to.
Yeah.
So I thank God for you, you know, having a teaching ministry even on, you know, these airwaves that would teach people the word of God the way it should be implemented and practiced in their lives.
Amen. And that's what I really want to convey, that God sees us for who he created us to be. See, God knows everything about us. You know, he already knows the plans that he has for us. And all that we have to do is line up with what he already has established and, you know, put one foot in front of the other, even when we can't see where God is taking us, because we do walk by faith and not by sight. And when you're in love with somebody, like you're in love, we love God, you trust that person. So we trust God not to lead us astray and not to bring us to shame. Like David said, "Do not let me be ashamed in the presence of my enemies." So that's a beautiful thing. It's just, I just pray that people are encouraged as they hear us talk about the fact that God really doesn't want you to just know the word, and he doesn't just want you to go to church, and he doesn't just want you to bring your tithes and your offering. He doesn't just want you to pray or go to prayer service or Sunday school, but he wants you to love him with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and to let him love you back. And to let him love you back and believe that you're worthy of that love. Receive the love of God today. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give away some books. I'm so excited. I'm excited. For the last few weeks, on the 22nd of May, I announced that I wanted to give away some of my books. I've written 3 books: Nobody's Business, Daddy Love, and The Cry of a Woman's Heart. And while I'm giving away the books, you can call in. The number is 646-652-4832 if you want to talk about your relationship with God. I'm going to give away these books. We gave away a 3-book set: Nobody's Business, Daddy Love, and The Cry of a Woman's Heart. And this was a frequent listener program, a contest where you, as being a frequent listener, will win just for tuning in. Whether you stayed a few minutes or the whole program, you qualify as a listener. Our 3-book set is someone that you never hear on this program. The winner of our 3-book set, Nobody's Business, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, and Pump Up the Power, 3 of my books, the winner is someone that never calls in because she listens from work and she streams. And I know that she's listening right now because she never misses a program. And she's been with me since I started doing radio, even when I was podcasting from my own website. The winner is a woman who is a part of our Rise group, who has been with me for many, many years. And her name is Dana Neal. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Dana Neal, you won all 3 of my books. I know that you probably have purchased 1 or 2 since you've known me, but you can give the ones that you haven't read away, give them away to somebody that will be blessed by the ministry in those books. Winner number 2 of the 2-book set. This is winner number 2. This is somebody who listens faithfully. Amen. Because this is about really rewarding the listeners. Amen. To say that I appreciate you all. I love you, and I thank you for listening to me, to what the Lord has to say through me. I humble myself before you. The winner of the 2-book set is someone who listens faithfully, and you have heard his voice often. He calls in on a regular basis. He's an asset to this program. I love him. My husband and I, we love him dearly. The winner is somebody that we all know, that we all appreciate. He's a host of his own Block Talk radio program here, Faith on the Air. The winner is Evangelist J. Yay, Luciano. Hallelujah. He's one of my books.
I would like to thank the little people who make it possible.
This is your first award speech. You want to make
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay, our third prize winner for the book, that person will receive one of my, an evangelist, you get to receive any two of my books. The third prize winner will receive one of my books, amen, any one of my books. And that winner has listened. Now, this person is another person that has a program here on Blog Talk Radio. He does gospel. He does gospel. He is a blessing. He doesn't get to listen the whole program, but he pops in every single time that we're on the air, and he has been popping in over the weeks. I don't see him here today, but this winner of the one book, any book, is Brother Reggie.
Yeah.
Brother Reggie, amen. Praise God. I do have another book that I'm giving away today. To be enlightened, who is with us. His name is Sean McDowell, and he has written a book, I See That You're Down, But When Are You Going to Get Up? And we are giving away a copy of his book today. Amen. I'm still waiting for it to come in the mail. I did order it. So as soon as it comes, I will be sending it out to our next winner. Our next winner is a blessing. She is a blessing. And she has been listening for a while. She has called in quite often to contribute to our topics of conversation. She is a woman of God. She is anointed. She is here with us today in the chat room. And the winner of Sean McDowell's book is Miss Quiet Storm. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. Amen. And I'm just so happy. It feels good to be giving stuff away. And I have a copy of that book also, Miss Quiet Storm, so you and I can read it together and take notes on that book to see how the brother to be enlightened has enlightened us. I have one more book, actually two more books. This is a runner-up. This is a tie. Two people who have been calling in faithfully. They listen on a regular basis. But this one brother, oh, God, my God, this brother is so deep and such a blessing and has so much to add, to contribute to any conversation. I'm blessed to have met him here on Blog Talk Radio. I love when he calls in to drop some knowledge on us. He is a phenomenal host right here on Blog Talk Radio. He also is an author, and he is faithful, and he will receive a copy of Change the Way You Think, which is written by Apostle Matthew Tillery, and the winner is To Be Enlightened. Hallelujah. And that is a blessed book. That is a blessed book. So God bless you, Sean McDowell, and all of you evangelists. And the fourth one is a new listener, someone who just really started listening. But she was a runner-up, and she tied with To Be Enlightened. And these are people who listen faithfully, and she has been a blessing. She's a first lady of a church down in California. And she and her husband serve faithfully, and that winner is Unique Lady Sabrina. Amen. Amen. And she can pick any book that she likes as a runner-up. She will be able to pick any book. So that's the end of today's program, and our book giveaway is over. Marcus Boston is with us. I want to interview Marcus Boston as well as Sean McDowell. So I will be also picking up a copy of Marcus Boston's book. He wrote a powerful book, When You Don't Agree with Your Pastor. I don't know if that's the title, but he has a powerful program here on Blog Talk Radio as well. So I want to just give a shout out to Marcus Boston. Amen. Hallelujah. And his link is in the room. So we're going to be giving away some more books in the future. I want to thank you all and encourage you all to get into relationship with God. Pastor Anthony, do you have any closing words? We have 1 minute before we go off the air.
No, I just want to, again, thank the listeners as well and just ask them to spread the word about what God is doing over these airways, and just spread the word how the people can tune in and make this program even better.
Amen, amen. And rate the program. Let us know what you think about what we're doing, and give us, like Pastor said, insight into what we can change. And Marcus Boston is the author of A Pastor's Mistake, What to Do When You Know Your Pastor is Wrong. Amen, and his link is in the room. Evangelist, do you have anything to say before we go off the air?
No, I just like, you know, I thank God for your program, and I thank God for winning. I never won anything for a long time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I thank God for you and your husband. And again, I'm celebrating 1 year here at Block Talk Radio, and I thank God for all the men and women of God that I met here in Block Talk Radio. And I speak God's blessing, God's shalom upon you, your husband, and your church and ministry, because you guys are for real. You know, you guys not wearing no mask. You are, you know, you are telling the truth with love, and I know God has great reward for you and your husband in heaven, and I just thank God for you guys from the heart.
Amen.
I thank God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you, sir.
Amen. Thank you. We thank God for you. Send me your addresses. Email me powerintheword1@yahoo.com with your addresses so that I will know where to send the books. Don't forfeit your books. I want to give you these books. So send me your addresses, amen, so that we can get your prizes out to you. And they are autographed. All of the books except for To Be Enlightened. But all of the books except for my books are autographed, amen. So God bless you all. Have a blessed day. Go in peace and serve the Lord. And remember to be in relationship with God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.